It's time for a pride and promotion extra as we mosey on down to the Rapid Fire Ranch. Take a listen.
Everybody, thanks for joining Rapid Fire Ranch. I am Joe Federico, your host and the host of the Pride and Promotion podcast. Today we have a very special guest, Christian Baines, and he's joining us from Toronto. Christian, thank you so much, and tell us more about yourselves and your works.
Thanks very much for having me, Joe. Pleasure to be here. As you said, my name is Christian Baines. I am an author of queer horror and queer fantasy, queer horror smut, as someone has put it, and I'm quite
amazing.
Glad to grab that label. My works include a paranormal romance series, The Arcadia Trust, and My Cat's Guide to Online Dating, which is now available from Rebel Satori Press. And people can find me at www.christianbaines.com, on Facebook at Christian Baines Author, or X-T-I-A-N Baines on either Twitter or Instagram.
Everybody has to check out the full episode with you, Christian, because you gave us such inspiration, such smutty, prideful content that they just have to download it and review it over and over and over again. But today, this miniature podcast is a little different. We're going to give you some rapid fire questions. Super queer, super prideful. Put on your bolo tie and your hat, and here we go. Are you ready to answer questions? Okay.
Absolutely.
The first question, super queer, Madonna or Rihanna, and why?
Madonna. Madonna just keeps changing with every single appearance that she makes, and even when she fails, she's always interesting. I kind of admire that quality.
And she always lands on her feet. She's still performing.
Exactly.
So she's been an inspiration to the community for decades. Let's put it that way. So good answer. Number two. Here's a little bit of a different one. If you were to have lunch with RuPaul, any version of Ru from the 80s to present day, what would you have meal-wise, and what would you guys talk about?
Oh my God. If this was RuPaul in the late 80s and 90s, I don't think any of us would be eating. I would have lunch with RuPaul right before season one of Drag Race aired.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I want to talk to that person who has no idea if this is going to work, who has kind of been out of the spotlight for a little while, who's put as much Vaseline on that lens as is humanly possible, and is just sort of seeing the possibilities of where this could go, but has no idea we're going to be 16 seasons in. Is it 16? I don't know. I stopped counting at 10.
But what would you have meal-wise? Would you serve just desserts? Would you just talk the entire time? What's your preference?
I think I'd order something as light as possible. Probably go for sushi or something like that.
Okay.
Something I know I'm not going to embarrass myself eating.
Good answer. Not too messy, right?
Well, as I understand, Tic Tacs are more traditional.
Perfect. That's the perfect meal. Number three, Christian. How do you dress for success? Give a brief description of the perfect prideful outfit and why you chose this.
Oh my God. I am the worst fashion gay under the sun. Okay. I don't know. This is where, and as I said this on our longer podcast, my horror and queer journeys go hand in hand. So when I'm kind of showing my colors, I'm usually wearing something that's a little bit off kilter, offbeat. So something that's a little bit dark and twisted and nasty, but also humorous. It's kind of like a, something that I think is beautiful, uplifts people in some way. One of my favorite shirts that I own is basically just the Golden Girls, but they're dressed as the girls from The Craft.
Yes.
I mean, that's completely my aesthetic from top to bottom.
It's dark, it's humorous,
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't say that I dress to impress, but I dress in line with my own interests.
Okay. Okay. Number four, right? We're almost done. What does happiness mean to you?
Understanding you have enough, but you're not done yet.
Is that your final answer?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, and number five, right? Here we go, ranchers. What's your favorite vacation destination?
Wow. Travel is such a big part of my life. Okay. Gonna have to give a couple of answers to this. Country, Spain. City, probably Paris.
Love Paris.
So it's a little unusual. Probably Budapest stands out for me.
And
It was
why
the
is that?
first European city I ever went to, so that was my first taste of Europe in any way, shape, or form. And at least when I went, it wasn't particularly crowded. I felt like I was kind of on an adventure with it. So I realize I'm being boring and picking three European locations there, but yeah, those are the three that immediately come to mind.
Okay. Well, that wraps up, Christian, another episode of Rapid Fire Ranch. And again, everybody, thank you for joining Christian. We look forward to hearing about your books going forward. Best of luck and break a leg on the forthcoming projects. And everybody, tune in and stay prideful to the Pride and Promotion Podcast. We'll talk soon. Take care.
Thanks, Rob.